It's hard to choose from this pool, but it is a very cool process just to kind of see, you know, what people are saying about these awardees, these candidates, and then our opportunity to reach out to them and say, hey, we think that you deserve recognition this year, and here's how we're going to do it.
The Fort Hays State University Alumni Office has announced their Homecoming Alumni Award recipients. Alumni Director Carolyn Tatro stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
This is really the time of year when we are getting into homecoming mode. I mean, a lot of things in our office right now are preparations for homecoming, planning the events, making sure that everything opens up here in the next few days for people to register for our events. But I'm really excited because earlier this week we announced our homecoming award recipients for this year, which is probably one of my favorite parts of my job. It's so much fun to be able to kind of see who all of these people are, and we just love celebrating them every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into some of these because there's some recognizable names to Hays locals, but some that are also making splashes out there in the world.
Absolutely. So we are honoring six individuals this year. Our Alumni Achievement Award recipients are Dr. Sandy Billinger, who is out of the Kansas City area. She is a neurovascular researcher at KU Med, and she is well recognized in our Health and Human Performance Department. Dr. Judd Choate is the elections director in Colorado, so doing some really great things out there. He is actually a Hays native. And then our Distinguished Service Award recipient, Dr. Kendall Krug, he's a retired optometrist here in Hays, and he's made a huge impact on the sort of low vision community locally and around the country. So very excited to recognize Dr. Krug. We have two Young Alumni Award recipients. So Chris Dinkle, who actually just this month moved onto a new job as doing a clerkship in Kentucky. He is a product of the history department here at Fort Hays. And then Kelly Knuckles, who is another dedicated attorney, just like Chris, who is a product of the political science department. She is a professor at the University of Arkansas School of Law, and she has done some really remarkable things in the food security and food policy industry. And then finally, our Nida Landrum Award, also a recognizable name, is Dr. Gene Fleaharty, who was a well-loved professor. He's a retired professor who lives here in Hays, well-loved by colleagues and students, and still an active supporter of Fort Hays State. We actually recently dedicated the Tiger softball field after his family. And so the Fleaharty family field is out there, and just some really great people. And I've said this before that, like you said, a lot of these names are recognizable. You know, people around the community and on campus know them. But until they're brought to our attention, it's really hard for us to be able to kind of see what some of these really cool Tigers are doing. And so we just appreciate every year being able to put the spotlight on these particular individuals.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about that. Like, there's so many Fort Hays graduates out there and so many doing so much good work.
Yes.
How do you filter this down to just six people?
And, you know, it's hard not to say that everybody who, you know, has made an impact at Fort Hays and beyond really deserves this recognition. But we have our Alumni Board of Ambassadors has a very dedicated committee who sits down and reviews our applications every year. And it's a pretty intense task of narrowing it down by certain criteria. You know, it's very hard to compare everybody to each other because they're all doing such really cool things in their own way, but we have to narrow it down to just a certain few. And so, you know, like I said, it's hard to choose from this pool, but it is a very cool process just to kind of see, you know, what people are saying about these awardees, these candidates, and then our opportunity to reach out to them and say, hey, we think that you deserve recognition this year, and here's how we're going to do it.
Very cool. What does this, you know, do for the community, this recognition? And I think about some of the folks that I've known that have been recognized in previous years and how they come back and interact and really kind of adopt that mantle as a cheerleader for the university. But I'm wondering, you know, if you want to talk a little bit about what that means for them, for the school, and for, you know, your office.
You know, as you can probably imagine, most of these individuals come back to us and say, I really don't feel like I deserve this. You know, they're very humble. They're proud of what they do, but you know, it's fun for us to be able to celebrate them because they don't always do a lot of celebrating themselves. So we get to put them sort of, like I said, in the spotlight on campus. But it's also a really great recognition of the departments that they have come out of, and maybe some of the different programs that they have worked with on campus and in the community as well, because somebody on campus can say, oh my gosh, I taught this student, I helped this student, you know, get through all of his classes, and I helped her get this internship, and look what she's doing now. And now we get to come back and recognize her on campus. And so I think it's really important for everybody because it not only tells us a lot about these individuals, but it tells us a lot about where they came from as well.
I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, how you're actually going to celebrate. What kind of events are on tap for these folks?
Yes, we have some very exciting events planned. We will be celebrating them at the very first sort of big event that we'll be doing with them is a public meet and greet. So homecoming is September 28th through the 30th. So that Friday, the 29th, we will be able to, anybody in the community, whether it's faculty, students, community members, can stop by Forsyth Library on Friday morning and meet these individuals. At the same time, they may potentially be speaking to a class because we also want the opportunity for these awardees to speak to the students and kind of tell them a little bit about who they are, how they got to where they are, sometimes provide some wise words to the students about how they then could make impacts in their community in the same way. So the meet and greet is very exciting. And then the big awards banquet on Friday evening is sort of the main event. This is where we present them with the awards. This is where we tell their story in front of, you know, a room full of people who are interested in celebrating and learning about them. And then they'll be in the parade on Saturday as well. So really just several chances throughout the week for us to sort of see them on campus and tell everybody about them.
Cool. I always love the parade and seeing them out and about, and they're just always so happy.
And they love it. Like I said, they are. They're humble. They don't feel like they deserve to be there, but then they get in those cars and they ride down Main Street and they have the best time. They love it.
Mm-hmm. You know, thinking about this whole process, and, you know, I know we're just getting into 2023, but you guys are always going to be working on this. How do you nominate individuals? Where does this list come from initially?
So we know that throughout the year, people are going to run into outstanding candidates, and we don't want them to have to remember their names or remember those conversations when this nominating period opens. So we really have nominations open year round. The form can be found at fhsualumni.com on the event or on the, the awards page. Basically any submissions made after after January. So in February would be considered for the following awards year. So any nominations made between February 2023 and January 2024 will be considered for next homecoming. Anything after that would be considered the following year just because of when the committee meets and when we make our selection. So we just want to kind of, you know, we got to draw a line somewhere, but we want people to bring these names to us year round.
Excellent. And again, that homecoming coming up September 28th and 30th. Carolyn, we have just about a minute or so left. I know it's going to be a topic of conversation here on the show several times between now and then, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And as you mentioned at the top of the segment here, you are putting together those materials now, right?
Yes, we are. And things will be hitting mailboxes. Watch out for, you know, people should be watching out for emails over the next several days. We are anticipating opening registration for all of our events early next week. So hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday, FHSUhomecoming.com is where people can find the information about these events and how to register. Several things to choose from, and we look forward to seeing everybody there at the end of September.